Manu Patra alerts dated the 24th of June 2019. Supreme Court, while expressing concern over encephalitis deaths, has sought answers from Bihar government. The state, however, noted that it has taken steps and things were under control. The court asked the government to reply on the adequacy of medicines, nutrition and hygiene, following which the state said that things were under control and sought 10 days to file a written reply. Supreme Court has stayed the construction of a road in the reserve forest area of the Rajaji National Park in Uttarakhand. The court also issued notice to the state government on a plea by an NGO. Supreme Court has rejected a plea seeking fresh round of counseling for admission in postgraduate PG courses in medical colleges in the 2019 to 2020 academic session and refused to relax the schedule fixed by it. Delhi High Court has rejected a plea against installation of mobile tower in a North Delhi locality, noting that there was no scientific data available to show that it is hazardous for the health. Supreme Court has upheld a penalty of 23.10 crore rupee imposed on FORE School of Management by the All India Council for Technical Education for admitting 42 students in excess to the sanctioned seats in 2016. The court observed that it has been noticed that the educational institutions admit students beyond the numbers, thereby putting the future of the students at stake. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has cleared the appointment of Anish Nanavati of Deloitte as the Resolution Professional, RP, for Reliance Communications and its two units, Reliance Telecom and Reliance Infratel, even as claims worth over 66,000 rupee crore have been verified. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has cleared a proposal to liquidate Tescomar's after its lenders failed to receive any viable revival plan for the textile company. This is the second Nitin Kasliwal promoted firm to go into liquidation. In February, the Mumbai bench of the National Company Law Tribunal had ordered the liquidation of apparel maker Reed & Taylor India. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has directed Bandhan Bank to convene a meeting of its equity shareholders to approve the proposed merger with Group Finance. The NCLT bench of Kolkata has dispensed with requirement of the meeting of the unsecured creditors of the bank. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Mumbai has held that the SSE is not eligible to claim depreciation on office premises granted on the lease as business expenditure if it is already assessed as income from house property against which statutory deduction under Section 24 of Income Tax Act 1961 is already allowed.